Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. A few weeks back, these two teams play, the Broncos and the Chiefs. It was the time that we beat Carolina. And something that stood out to me was the return of number 50 for the Kansas City Chiefs, Justin Houston. Now, a former offensive tackle looking at a defensive end like this will say fresh legs. But he came back and he wrecked shop against Denver. So I think it's worth mentioning as the Raiders prepare for the Chiefs. Going on the road where it's going to be loud, Justin Houston has become a notable force. We know what he did a few years back, but now coming off of injury, many people question whether he's the same player. If you look at this film, yes, he is, and even better. I picked this formation to start off with because the Raiders have a similar look. Two back, strong right formation, fullbacks to the right. This position can be played by either Menelik Watson, who's been subbing as tight end, the extra offensive lineman, or Clive Wolford. I would suggest we use Menelik, just for this reason. As you watch this play, you're going to watch Justin Houston abuse the tight end and make a play in the backfield. Now, what Denver's trying to do in this play is a simple off-tackle play. What they've assigned is they've assigned the tight end to block Houston, the tackle and the guard to go up from the defensive tackle to the linebacker. The fullback is going to have the safety. It should be a clear hole in the C gap, which is between the tackle and the tight end. But by the tight end messing up and not blocking Justin Houston well and being abused on the perimeter, this play gets nothing. See Justin come inside? Now he's sitting in the hole, man free in the hole. No gain. The last thing you want is Justin Houston isolated on a tight end. And you can even see the frustration the tight end has to the coaching staff. Okay, in this next formation, passing situation, Denver's backed up. Kansas City has always tried to get Justin Houston and Tamba Ali work in tandem, like we do Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin. In this instance, they're over here. Now, these two outside linebackers are going to run what we call a TE stunt. Since Houston is the tackle, he's going to run up the field, pick the tackle, and Ali is going to come underneath. What Denver has blocking-wise is these two have those two. As we clear the screen, we take a look at how Denver is going to block it. Ideally, what the tackle should do in this situation, because he is covered by a center shade man, which is right on his head, he should go straight back to allow the guard to set out and create a front of those two guys. Where the tackle messes up, the tackle goes out and gets picked by Justin Houston and is out of position in order to block Justin Houston when Tamba Ali comes around. Right now, the tackle is out of position. There's no way that he can block Justin Houston. Houston creates disruption. Russell Okung gets beat for a safety. Got to be disciplined when you're blocking games, especially against these guys. Remember I said earlier in the class that Justin Houston is coming back with fresh legs? Well, when they played Denver, it was obvious. I want to take another look at play at Sombrello, the young tackle. Now, young man, if you're watching this class, you got these guns, you got to use them. You can't keep them in the holster. That's what we do when guys, offensive linemen, tend to play with their hands by the side. Here you go. You take a nice set, but use your hands. Extend when the man comes into your strike zone. They're doing you no good down here, and Justin Houston makes mincemeat of you because you don't pull him out. Let's watch this play. Look at Sombrello's set. It's pretty good. Now shoot your hands. You don't shoot your hands. Justin Houston goes around you. Now you're not standing there. Quarterback's running for his life. Sack. You got him. You got to pull him out and use him. So in closing, call in all those tackles. Menelik Watson, Austin Howard, Donald Penn. Justin Houston is a notable force. It's no different than any other linebacker in this league. And you're going to have to play sound, disciplined football against him. Most notably, you're going to have to be physical. So when you have a chance to invite him inside or chip him, hold that inside arm strong. When you have a chance, this one-on-one matchup, make sure you shoot your hands and defend yourself and defend your strike zone. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.